It's the Nuclear Playground Podcast.
Do you have thoughts?
If reality is my perception, am I a horse?
Have you ever wondered, am I just one loaf of bread in a bakery? Am I Panera?
Is there any really right or wrong questions or answers?
Is the universe flat?
Wanna know how to contact yourself in a parallel universe?
What is your spirit animal?
Fox.
Pikachu.
Beyonce.
Does Bruno Mars is gay?
What even does Satellite B? Greetings. I'm Dr. Guru Charles Moonbeam, pre-med law DDS. I'm here to guide you on the true path to enlightenment. Here at the Dr. Guru Charles Moonbeam Pre-Med Law DDS School for Higher Being, I'll teach you how to feel better than atheists in conversation. Atheist walks up to you and says, God is dead, I don't believe in God, he's not real. You say, I'm more spiritual than I am religious. Have you ever wondered why walnuts are so hard to open? With my method, you can talk the walnut into opening itself.
How can you make me do this? I'm a walnut and I can't stand it.
That's right, walnut. Now I'm gonna eat you. I'll teach you to open all your chakras, your jakras, and your bakras. I've got healing crystals, bristles, and blisters. I've got witchcraft, bitchcraft, and dickcraft. All for the low price of your total devotion to the art of enlightenment.
Enlightenment. Candles.
Wicks.
Stones.
Hinges.
Energy.
Rorschach things.
Why did we do this?
Oh shit, that was fun.
It was weird. I was gonna ask a question, like, if parallel universes are real, then I'm married to my sister legally, and we have kids.
Wait. One more thing.
That don't have an extra arm.
One more thing.
What?
Come to the Dr. Guru Charles Moonbeam Pre-Med Law DDS School for Higher Being, and I'll teach you the true meaning of life, death, and other things, like how Tony Stark will come back in a revelation of fire and fury with all Infinity Stones in his hands, and he will say, I am Iron Man, and I am back, and I beat Jesus to this race.
Holy fuck, you had to stop. Okay. You had to go bring Jesus into this.
No, I You I was watching Mark Maron, and he made a really good joke about how, like, some nerds worship the MCU, like, yeah. How, like, it's the Bible, and it's really fun to think about.
Well, I mean, in my, like, to me, because I'm non-religious, right? So,
right.
It's just as good as the Bible is, because to me, it's fiction anyways, right?
Well, no matter how you read it, it's a fun read, man. It's a really good book. There's suspense. Uh-huh. There's death. There's love. There's, if you're into that kind of thing, incest. There's,
but to say Marvel Comics
doesn't have that is not, like, inaccurate. I mean, it's
oh, no, Marvel Comics got some good shit.
It's got a lot of good
to
shit.
To the point where, like, it's become lore for a lot of people mm-hmm. who've been just reading it since birth.
Right. Well, I mean, to me, I love. I'm gonna go unplug this for a second, dude.
Or turn it down. Yeah, it is getting a little chilly in here. You can unplug it.
Boom. Now, back to what we were saying. Something about something over here about Marvel.
Yeah, you walked. We were talking about Marvel before you walked away to unplug the dryer.
Yeah,
that airs my butt out.
The Jesus thing, or not the Jesus thing, but the Marvel thing. Is Mark Maron religious?
He is a non-religious Jew, if memory serves correct.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense now. But either way.
Yeah. You know, there's another really good joke that he made, which was Marvel, much like the Bible, was written in the Jewish writer room.
Yeah.
That shit's hilarious to me.
Yep.
Yeah, and see, so why can't that be worshipped like the Bible then?
I mean, it's America, B. Do what you want.
Right. Do it.
Fucking want, B. Like, do just,
it.
Just do it.
Just do it. People are getting tattoos of Christ and shit on them, and that's like sacrilege.
I still don't understand the whole, and maybe I should pull a guest over to explain this to me. Yes. I don't know why I can't draw Muhammad. I want to draw people all the time, right?
What
I
is he?
The occasional Jesus.
What does he even?
Is that
look
a crime?
Like, no.
No. Yeah, that's a question. Who knows? Who knows?
I don't know.
Is there a scripture that says what he looks like? No. We only know where he came from.
I don't know. Is there a painting of him?
If there was, then the painter got killed.
That is so crazy. Like,
you can't. There. Okay, so I read an article about 2005, 6, 7, somewhere back, like way back when. And I can't remember where it was, but apparently somebody was just trying to take pictures of people on the street. And they were doing an article about, like, I think they're trying to do an article about, like, Islam people who are, like, dealing with, like, the war in Afghanistan that are just now moving here.
Right.
And and I might be wrong about this. I might be paraphrasing the article. But all I know is that they were trying to take some pictures, and this woman snapped clean the fuck off on the photographer. Like, it's a sin to take pictures. Why are you doing this? Blah, blah, blah. Like, delete that shit, whatever, right? I don't know if that's an accurate interpretation of the Quran or whatever other teachings that are in Islam. I know that there's, like, a shit ton of other books that are, like, supposed to be, like, part of that doctrine as well. But, like, I know that there, like, because there's art that comes from Islamic culture,
right?
Nothing that I've seen or observed displays any kind of, like, people. It's always like patterns, like mathematically, like, calculated patterns,
right?
It's never like a person or like a, you know, like, there's no fucking Norman Rockwell in Afghanistan painting niggas in parks and shit right now.
Yeah, and you know, come to think of it, I don't think I've seen any modern art from that area that's not patterns.
Like, even like in the, like, three-dimensional shit, like sculpture and building wise, patterns galore.
Huh.
I mean, we get our numbers from Arabic writing. So, like, I mean, they're kind of the pioneers of math. Like, you know, like, there's like the Islamic Golden Age, where, like, much like Greece, like, they were just killing it with the math. So who knows what they knew before anybody else knew things.
Right. I mean, that goes with everything else that predates that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This kind of reminds me of, like, some Graham Hancock shit.
You know?
What's
that?
Oh, like, the, what did he say? Amnesia, basically, like, where our population got dwindled down to a few hundred or a few thousand or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and how everything was forgotten, like all of our technologies and all of like how to do things, and we were left with like what we could figure out and what we already know. And like, if you think, let's just take our population and dwindle it down to a few thousand. How many of those people know how to make a computer or a TV or a rifle or a car or fix a car or, you know, like do any?
I can fix a computer. I can't like just make one. Yeah. Like, I'm not just like, oh, I'm going to just make me a circuit board today.
Right. But you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like at some point, like we're going to lose a lot. We're going to go back to a little like 1900s, maybe even 1800s, you know. We get knocked down a peg or two, you know what I mean?
What would cause that, though?
What would cause that?
Yeah.
Well, what caused it before was like what they were saying could have been a massive ice melt, which caused like all the flooding, right? So like back then they were saying the shorelines were 300 miles out from where they are now. So at where like all of the cities and civilizations and shit, they are on bodies of water, rivers, lakes, yada yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
Now if you put that out 300 miles now, it's 300 miles into the ocean and all over the fucking place, you know what I mean? And just like was it Cortez? I'm trying to remember. One of the first people to come through the Amazon and shit. They saw cities.
Was it Cortez?
I don't think it was. It was probably, it was pre-Cortez. Or maybe it was. But he said he saw cities and shit, right? I might be mistaken the guy. But either way, there were cities and like farms and like all this crazy shit, right? He saw. But when they came back like 60 or 160 years later, there was like nothing. All they saw was fucking jungle. But now they got this new technology. They can scan like the surface underneath the trees.
Right.
And they found like all of these structures up and down the river and in the Amazon and shit. So it's like, and that was only like 100 years, you know. I could imagine thousands of years.
Well, you know, I also found out that I was watching I'm gonna fuck up the pronunciation of this, but it's one of my favorite YouTube channels, Kurzgesagt.
Okay.
And they just recently put out a video about dinosaurs, like what they actually look like, and how we learned what we know now, as opposed to what we thought we knew.
Yeah.
And they also brought up the fact that like there are like species that we'll probably never know about because not everything gets fossilized.
Yeah.
You're lucky if you get fossilized. It's all a matter of like environmental circumstance. Like
right.
Rainforest, for example, there's like billions of species there, most of which we still haven't discovered yet.
Right.
And during like the fucking like the age of the dinosaurs, most of the earth was jungle.
Right.
And so if it's all like jungle and rainforest, trillions of species possibly that we'll never know about,
right?
Because it's hard to fossilize,
right?
In that kind of environment,
right?
So it wasn't until like the later end, like when shit was getting fucked up, tar pits and things like that, like volcanoes and motherfucking meteors and harsh things like the ice age coming and things like that. That's kind of what kept those things intact. So there's a whole myriad of species we'll have never known about.
Right. Well, that's what they were going back to, is like before that, the flood, there was an ice age, like, you know, it was all frozen.
Right.
And then it all superheated and melted, really, the atmosphere. And within a really short period of time, like, and there's geological evidence of like all of this shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty dope. If you guys look up Graham Hancock, or God, the guy's from here, the other guy. I can't remember the other dude's name, but he's the guy who does, like, geological, he's, like, a geologist and, like, all that shit. And even here, like, he will check the surface, and there's this, what do they call it, atomic diamond or atomic whatever, and it's from when the atmosphere got superheated, like nuclear blast, right? And it created this diamond dust all over the entire planet. So it's like everywhere at some point.
That's crazy.
And that was like 14,000 years ago or some shit, you know what I mean? And that's would kind of measure up when everything got heated up. Like, so, like, there's, like, all these different things. I'm not going to list them off because I could sit here all day. Right. But it, like, blows up the atmosphere and, like, superheat melts, causes a giant flood. That great flood ends up being in virtually every culture's fucking written or spoken history.
Like, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, even in my culture, like and even in, like, all the other, like, everywhere else has a great flood. Like, virtually every culture. I'm not going to say every culture, but, you know, some cultures, like...
You never know. What about the,
Africa was safe.
The Pachacta people from Antarctica who don't exist no more because... I've always wondered that. I was making shit up when I was about to respond to you, but I don't have a good joke to make after that. So I'm just gonna just quick respond to this. Like, have there ever been people in Antarctica? When was Antarctica ever not nice? I'm sorry. When was Antarctica ever not bad?
Well, that's the thing. We'll find out because it's melting.
That's when Godzilla just shows up like.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's viruses and diseases that are being fucking discovered, I guess, or that are being released that are for thousands of years old that have been trapped in the ice up there forever.
Fuck.
What?
Climate change caused the coronavirus.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Yeah, I want to have a conspiracy theory. Go with that one because it makes the most sense to me.
Yeah. Why do ice melt?
What the fuck is a clock?
That's so funny. But yeah, no, and like in a lot of cultures though, I'm not gonna say every because I'm rethinking that, but yeah, a lot have that great flood. Like, even the Sumerians have that in their shit. We have that shit.
I forgot that was on. Do me a favor.
No.
Explain that prophecy that you explained to me before.
The seven fire prophecy?
Yeah. No, is that the one that talks about white people showing up and fucking everything up?
Yeah, more or less. It talks about, like, the seventh fire being, or the sixth fire being in white people's hands, or, you know what I mean? And their decisions are going to basically lead us to hell or to paradise.
Okay, so my question is this. How many other people do we know that have a similar prophecy?
Paraphrasing. I don't think there's many.
I'm not trying to say like, oh, I'm talking about white people fucking things up, but like
I don't know.
I know that like it was either that or like no, it was like a stone tablet or something. Like, yeah, no, it's I don't know. Maybe I'm talking shit that I don't remember. But I know that you've brought this up before, right?
Yeah.
So it leads me to thinking, like, if everybody came from Africa, right, and they all left out, do you think that, like, maybe, like, somewhere in, like, Africa or Asia, like, parts of where, like, the Greek called Ethiopia, which, like, so pretty much a bunch of Asia used to be Africa, do you think, like, there's, like, some spot where, like, there's more melanated people where there's, like, yo, man, those guys left and they came back looking funny. Watch out. Good talk.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I'm smoking and reading this fire prophecy. It's just too much to read, you know? I mean, I say... Just look it up yourself.
I could. But I'm just making speculation. And I don't even remember what the actual prophecy said that you had told me, but I know that it made mention of, and I'm paraphrasing, pale-skinned people showing up and doing something.
Here's basically, so, I'll tell you the last line of it. If the light-skinned race makes the wrong choice the road of the roads, then the destruction which they brought with them in coming to this country will cause back at them and cause much suffering and death to all of Earth's people. So, like, it's basically saying, like, white man's way is going to kill everybody.
Okay. And again, we're not shitting on white people in this conversation. I'm just curious, like, there's got to be somewhere else that was like, yo, if it goes the way that we think it's going to go, it's going to be bad.
Well,
and
here's my thing. Now, my people aren't free of what the white man has done, because way the fuck back in the day, way the fuck back before the white man showed up or whatever, mm-hmm. There was buffalo runs where they would kill like fucking masses of them, and a ton of that shit would go to waste, and they were like killing and like going through all of this shit. But I also think, like we were talking about, like civilization being great and bigger back then, and then like this comet wiping everything out and setting everything back.
Right.
I think like there was some lessons learned, like, hey, we were already suffering here at some point with the way we were living.
Right.
And we know how to live now. And, but I don't know. I just could just be like me making shit up. Like, cause I feel like being one with nature and staying that way, despite everything. Oh, cause look,
I think that's what I'm asking is like, do you think that like industrialism has been prophesied elsewhere?
Or has it been before? And that's what I'm saying. Has it been around before and been seen with eyes before and saw the destruction and everything on how everything's going?
Right.
And then we're like, yo, we got to figure out a better way of living.
I mean, there are people who speculate that, like, the Egyptians had, like, fucking light bulbs and, like, I'm air quoting, air conditioning and fucking, like the pyramids are, like, primarily, like, limestone on the outside.
Yeah.
So, like, they had, like, a way to, like, fucking insulate and or harness sunlight. You know what I mean? Right. So, like, I mean, it doesn't sound far-fetched, but, like, who knows? Who knows? You know what I mean?
Right.
But why I bring that up is, like, do you think that's why that such a lush and, like, dank-ass Nile, like, you know, river-based valley, like, kind of civilization kind of just, like, fell out of it? Do you think that's why it's desert now, basically?
Possibly. I also heard a theory that there was a lot more water back in the day, and that's why there's been a lot of debate recent that the Sphinx is a lot older, and, like, that's not solely wind damage on it. Like, there's water damage towards the base and at certain levels of it. And,
well, there are pyramids that are just south of Egypt that are older than the ones that are in Egypt.
Well, the last time there was recorded water there was over 14,000 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's why they're like, this can't be true, you know, because that would make the Sphinx over 14,000 years. Now, I think there was a Iglopi Tepe or some crazy shit like that that they found a few years ago, or it's been a while, a lot longer actually. It's been like decades now, but they did what do they call that, where they carbon date, and it was like somewhere between 12 or 14,000 years old, and it's like a temple. So but there's been temples that are that fucking old, like, then obviously we've been civilized a lot longer than 10,000 years, where everybody's trying to say, well, we started to get civilized 10,000 years ago.
I don't think we had, like, technology like how we do now.
No, but we had, like, other, I mean, shit.
You know, there's the Stone Age, Iron Age, or, I'm sorry, Bronze Age, Iron Age, so on and so forth. Like, we did the best with what we had. And some people were probably smart as fuck and actually did. Shit, the fucking Romans had, the Romans had plumbing.
They have shit that we can't even replicate still.
Yeah.
And same thing with, like, certain steels and metals, like, in Japan and, like, everywhere else. Like, there's shit that's lost.
Do you know what lead is on the periodic table?
What?
PB. Uh-huh. It's the Latin for plumbum,
Yeah.
Which is plumbing.
Yeah, like, that's how they all got crazy and deaf.
Yeah, because they all had lead pipes.
Yeah. But
it was Titan season 3 over in Rome.
Yep. Yep. But there's a lot of technologies and shit that are lost. You know what I mean? Like that one guy, I don't know. I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory. I believe it's real about the guy who made the engine that ran on water and then, like, end up dying or disappearing, and then so did his patent and some shit, or he got bought and disappeared.
Steam engines have been around, dude.
No, like, like a hydrogen one, not steam.
Hydrogen or water?
Well, it had uses water because it separates it. Or at least that's what I was led to believe.
So it would separate it into a hydrogen gas and propel it that way?
Because
I'm pretty certain that's a steam engine.
No. No, a steam engine is where it boils and heats the fucking the engine, right?
Yeah.
And it builds up a head of steam, and then it uses steam power to produce the fucking piston.
It's the same concept, except for like you're using like water steam and not like just hydrogen.
No, you're separating it, and then you're using the hydrogen molecules, and you're igniting them, causing combustion.
I don't believe.
Yes.
And how long ago was this?
I'm about to find out. Why don't you look up some shit?
I will. Anime waifus.
I hit this too hard, man. Stanley, yeah. Oh, so now they're saying fraudulent by an Ohio court.
Wait, what?
Oh, this guy's talking about perpetual motion. Oh, never mind. This isn't the same guy.
Well,
Stanley Meyer in his water-powered car.
I don't think we're going to get to the bottom of this before we have to go pay these bills.
Fuck them bills. All right, let's pay these bills.
Let's pay these bills. We'll come back. We'll start from a clean palate.
Hey, Sprout.
Yo.
What you got for us over there, man?
I got something good for you.
Okay. What is it?
Video game news.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Okay. I don't know how to introduce this segment. I've got some game stuff to talk about.
Lay it on me, man. Lay it right on my face.
Oh shit! Awesome. I gotta go back real quick.
I thought you had
so, video game. No. So before I read this release.
What's the release?
It says, the release is for War Planet Online for PC.
Oh.
It says, Terminator 2 crossover content actually happening.
Wait, Terminator 2 crossover with what?
With, motherfucking War Planet Online for PC.
Okay. Why?
Per my previous email.
Why is this happening?
Why is this happening? Indeed, I don't know. Let's find out. Headline, my eye. Headline reads, War Planet Online brings Terminator 2 Judgment Day crossover content to mobile real-time strategy MMO. Terminator content includes introduction of Sarah Connor, Terminator PvE Renegade Season Judgment Day chain event, Terminator-themed equipment, and more.
Huh.
This is as of today.
So it's like Fortnite.
Today being this recording, the 19th. Gameloft, a leader in the creation and publishing of games, is thrilled to announce that available today in War Planet Online is a special crossover event with characters and items from Terminator 2 Judgment Day to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the iconic film. GameLoft has signed a deal with Studio Canal rights. GameLoft has signed a deal with Studio Canal rights holder to Terminator 2 in order to bring this exciting event to life. In this limited time event running from October 19th this year, 2021, through December 7th, 2021. That's a good minute. Players will partner with Sarah Connor herself, who advises the player through special Terminator-themed content. Additionally, players uncover a story-driven chain event, from October 21st to November 1st, in which all players...
Which? It's like a sandwich, man. That's what sandwich. I'm hungry.
Additionally,
we get sandwiches.
Additionally, players uncover a story-driven chain event from October 21st to November 1st, in which all players will join Sarah Connor in a battle against Skynet and Judgment Day.
That's cool.
The players will go through a series of missions. It should be a series of missions. That's just me speaking here. Okay. The players will go through a series of missions in which every victory helps in unlocking limited edition Terminator prizes exclusive for this event, including T-800, T-1000, and Sarah Connor avatars.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
You know what? Like I said, it reminds me of Fortnite, because Fortnite always has new shit like that. So, like, they'll have, like, Master Chief and, like, all of his weapons and, like, certain, like, the Warthog and things like that, you know?
Yep.
And along with, like, virtually everything, they have Marvel superheroes in there and fucking movie characters. Rick from Rick and Morty was in there. Morty was in there. And, yeah. Like, you know? So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. There's more.
You know, my favorite crossover is... And it sounds really stupid, but besides Smash Brothers...
You say anything about Fortnite.
I wasn't going to say Fortnite. Fortnite! No. The old one's army on Terraria, I like that.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, I like that, but I hate how on the console, the weapons and shit can't really be used very well outside of... That old one army event, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so what's up with some more of this news?
Also introduced is the Terminator PvE Renegade Season, a story-driven event where Terminator Renegades will invade the world of War Planet Online, in which players will face T-800 bosses and four special Skynet war machines.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like the Skynet.
Players will want to face these challenges because the rewards include Supreme Terminator items and materials.
Wait.
I don't know what that means.
Wait. Wait a minute. Skynet. Terminator. Google. Sprout.
China.
You work for them. Oh my God. You work for Skynet still.
No.
Yes.
How?
Google.
No, I've stopped doing that for a while.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Prove it.
How?
Exactly.
Other features introduced in this event include a special Metal Havoc Terminator minigame where the hashtag WPO Army will gather post-battle debris spread across the world map, which can be exchanged with exclusive Terminator trader for explosive apocalypse-stopping rewards. Crafting features are also included with the introduction of the liquid metal gear solid. with the introduction of the liquid metal crafting material and the Doomsday crafting set, which provides cybernetic gear to all players, including a commander offensive weaponry with a look that screams hasta la vista, baby. I didn't write that. That's there.
I believe you. That sounds like if you wrote that, I would have to be ashamed of you. Rub my finger. Shame, shame.
More bragging rights, like More bragging rights.
Does that tongue
I can't
work?
English. Does More bragging rights items like Terminator-themed in-game emojis and avatar frames are also included. Dude. Finally, all users who install War Planet Online and log into the game between today and the 1st of November will enter the draw for one of 10 official jaw-dropping T-800 Terminator skull boxes.
Really?
I want jaw-dropping.
I want a box with Terminator. You know what? That reminds me of Dan Aykroyd's vodka.
Aykroyd has a vodka?
Yeah, that's the Crystal Skull.
Oh, we get that in my store.
Yeah, that's Dan Aykroyd.
That's Aykroyd?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I did not know. I actually want one just to have it so I could like pretend I'm Indiana Jones in his last movie.
Yeah. I like, okay, what's your favorite Indiana Jones movie?
Ooh, I have another thing.
Okay, just
I have another release, but I will answer your question. Fuck. Raiders is good.
Raiders?
I
like the most hated one.
The last one?
Well, I guess, is that one more hated now?
I don't like it that much. I like it, but not that much.
I like the third one.
Oh, with Sean Connery?
Yeah.
I actually enjoy that one. That's really good.
Yep.
No,
actually, you know what?
What was the name of the second one?
Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom is my favorite.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely.
Everybody welcome to the Temple of Doom. It's actually Temple of Boom, but Temple of Doom. Yeah. Hey, you want to hit this cigarette?
Yeah, I'll hit that cigarette.
That's tasty.
I'm in flavor country.
Yeah, buddy.
Let me put my Joe Camel face.
Oh, God. I remember you used to make that face.
All right, so I don't know if you've played Smite. I know you've watched me play Smite, though.
Yes.
I've got some Smite news as of today.
Yes.
New god, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Cleodzna is out today to haunt Smite's battleground.
Really?
While the Conquest map gets a winter update and new major in-game event starts. Today, Hi-Rez and Titan Forge Games released Smite's new Celtic goddess, the Banshee Queen Cleodzna, in the latest major update. Excuse me. She was revealed in this terrifying cinematic trailer, which I'm not going to click the link for. Floating around in tattered rags, her fingers like claws, Cleodzna embodies the ever-dreaded figure of a specter. She brings a horror game feel to the Smite just in time for Halloween season. Like all Smite characters, Cleodzna could be unlocked just for free just by playing.
Huh.
I don't believe that.
I paid
$30 for the fucking past to get all the gods' future and fucking past.
Yeah, you were telling me that, dude, and you were trying to get me. I want to play, but I've got so many games in backlog.
So unless she's going to be in a fucking free rotation for a while, that's the only way I could see it.
Dude, I just counted how many physical games I got. I didn't even get a real count because I didn't count the ones in the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
But from the ones that are visible, I have 120-something.
Goddamn.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's too many. Let me get some.
No.
With her ghostly form and blood-curdling wails, Cleodzna inspires despair among her enemies. She's said to haunt places where much blood has been seen to be shed. So it is no surprise that her lust for fear ultimately drew her to the battleground for the gods. From a design standpoint, Cleodzna is an extremely ambitious goddess. She can walk through and inside walls, a first in Smite. From there, she lurks unseen and until she lashes out towards her unaware prey and true assassin. Oh, she's an assassin! I gotta get on Smite now. I haven't played in a hot minute. In true assassin fashion. When first designing Cladona, we knew that we wanted to bring a horrible feeling to the battleground, says Smite designer Daniel Pon Pon Cooper. Pon Pon is his nickname. During
Pon Pon?
Pon Pon.
Okay.
Daniel Pon Pon Cooper says all those things I just said. During brainstorming the idea of her disappearing into a wall and then striking out from inside of it, resonated with the team, and we knew they missed a comma. That's why it fucked me up. And we knew that it would be the main feature that would truly make her a horrific opponent. Entering into a wall had to be smooth. The visuals needed to be clear, and the gameplay intuitive to make this work.
Huh.
Our team invested heavily into this new tech, and as a team, I believe we nailed it. I'm not going to read the rest of it because there's a whole lot more, but I'm actually excited for that new character.
Yeah.
There's a new conquest map. I'm not going to read all about that, but yeah, I'm excited about that. Smite's actually been picking up their slack, in my opinion.
I haven't played, like I said, I've watched you play. I've wanted to play, but my backlog is ridiculous.
I think you should play with me.
It would
make a really interesting stream.
Yeah, there's so many games. I still have to play Halo 5 through. I still have to play Red Dead Redemption 2 through.
I just re-downloaded a bunch of games I've still not played yet. I'm right there with you.
And then on top of the thousands
we gotta just play something online, B.
Oh, do you know what I want to get?
We gotta play something online.
I want to get. I know you don't have an Xbox, but I want to get one just so I can play Halo Infinity. Infinity.
Halo Infinitus.
Initiate.
My PC is basically an Xbox now. I have a Microsoft account since Xbox been a thing, and I have games that play with the Xbox, like Sea of Thieves, for example, and I got Phantasy Star through Microsoft, and I have to use that my Xbox login for that. So
that shit comes out December 8th.
What does?
Infidel.
Halo Infidel. Yeah. Actually, I read up about that a little while back, and it seems really fun.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, there's a bunch of weapons and like cool shit. And was that some gunshots?
It was one for certain.
Well, I'm glad they're not flying through the fucking wall right now.
I'm glad that I might have some Uber money.
Yeah, it's a shame. People are getting marked out here left and right.
It's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame.
You know what's funny?
What?
It's not funny. It's fucked up, actually.
It's funny now.
It's funny to me, like, not ha-ha, but, like, it's just funny strange. Like, we just heard that, right? And on my way up here, I stopped at the store, wait for my Uber. My phone does, like, citizen app thing. And it said that a kid got shot over there on, like, I think it was, like, 37th, 8th, or 9th in Chicago. There's, like, a park over there.
Yeah.
And just shy of Powderhorn area. And I guess somebody shot, and a kid got shot. And I don't have any updates outside of that, but, like, I know the police have a description of the guy. Hope he gets caught. Because I'm tired of kids getting shot, like, over on the north side on, like, Dowling. There's, you know, like, all kinds of, like, teddy bears, flowers, all kinds of shit. Because, like, a bunch of kids been getting shot over there.
Yep, off Penn by where that old Tom Thumb was.
Yep.
It's still Tom Thumb to me, even though it's not Tom Thumb anymore.
I miss Tom Thumb. The I don't know if it's a Quick Stop or not now, but in Robbinsdale. But that used to be a Tom Thumb right there by the U.S. Bank.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I know what you're talking about, by the Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it was. Hey.
See.
Does Bruno Mars is gay?
What even does Satellite be?
Oh man, that's so funny.
No, really, what even does satellite B, man?
Satellite B, a bowl that floats in the sky, man.
Satellite B, that ever watching eye. Oh, now it's spoken word. Keep going. No.
I don't. I'm not a fucking beatnik. Okay.
I still can't snap with my left hand. It's a lifelong struggle. Like, the one thing I want to do before I die is, like, number one on my bucket list is snap with my left hand. You hear that weak ass snap? Listen to that.
You know who you look like? You look like the jerk trying to keep up to, like, the beat.
Yeah, that's my left hand. Right hand? Yeah, 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 yeah. It's a sad state of affairs. So in order to fake that I'm snapping with my left hand, I just like I do the snap motion, but then I do like the you know, like the. But I try to like simultaneously instead of your pattern, I try to do the that, but like slap my hand at the same time, so it sounds like I'm like it sounds like two finger snaps.
That's awesome, dude.
It's like, here's a good example.
Ow.
Let me just put this up for a second.
Watch. Watch this, dude.
Excuse me. What's that? Whoa. For the longest time. It does not work, though.
It does.
It looks like I'm snapping, but I'm clapping it.
I am so glad I'm not. And it sounds like snaps, because the way your body moves when you do that is fucking tripping me out, dude.
I look like the jerk.
It's like, digga, 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 digga. I'm like, how does your neck do that? What is going on? It's scary. It looks kind of seizure-like. It's creepy.
Well, you know, there's that one time I stood up too fast.
Yes, you did. The day of the collapsing sprout.
Have we ever brought that up on the podcast?
I don't know, but I do know this much. You and Woody Woodpecker have a lot in common.
Only on that one day of the year.
When you smack your face. And now it's every year.
So, long story short, I stood up too fast. Stretch. Had a very massive head rush.
Yo, don't forget the stretch.
Although I did stretch.
Yeah.
And then Matt was fucking with me at the same time. So me standing up too fast, having the head rush mid-stretch, and Matt fucking with me at the same time just kind of fucked me up. And I tried to grab onto Matt's bed that was abnormally high because he just raised that shit like 7 feet in the air.
Yeah, so we could fit the chairs underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to grab the handles on his mattress so I can support myself. Yeah. And I just whiffed every time like, wah, 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 wah. And I slapped my face on the side of the wall. No. Dragged my face on the window pane.
No.
It was
he reached, he turned around, right? Okay. So we were facing out from underneath the bed. He turned around to reach up and grab it, and he was facing towards the wall and slid face first into the fucking window and slid down, and he like crumpled up at the windowsill when the windowsill was like knee high. And then he started headbutting that shit like, bop, 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 ow.
No, so basically my brain was like, I'm done. My body was like, I have so much energy. And I don't remember for like what happened. I do know what everybody tells me. And everybody tells me the same thing. Yeah. So Sherm's story is accurate, but he's telling it a little bit too fast. Because I do remember like, waking up like a couple seconds later, crumpled up, and it's like clutching my forehead because I didn't even know why it hurt. I was just like, ow! Yeah.
No, that happened like, the thing is, like, that happened like a half of a second after you stopped smacking your head. It was crazy. He was like, wop, 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 because you were already crumpled up. And the window sill was really low. Like, if you were fucking around, you could trip out of Matt's window.
All I know is I woke up and my head hurt.
Yeah.
And that shit sucked.
Oh! I remember that shit.
I feel like that might have been mean to see... It might have been a It might have been a mini seizure of some kind. I don't know.
All I know is that
there were some kind of.
At first,
there were some kind of unacceptable activities involved that might have led to that.
Yeah. All I know is I was like, should we be worried? And I'm like, oh, fuck. And then you're like, ow. And then we're like, like, this motherfucker, what the fuck? And then we wrote it on Matt's bed, like the date and everything. And I can't even remember it for the life of me because I'm like,
I know this. Give me a second.
I wrote it down. Came back. It was in October.
I came back in February on the... It was February. Came back February on the 16th, and then that year later, it happened. It was February... Shit, I might have that on my phone. Hold up.
I know I have a picture of it. Not on my phone here, but in my house somewhere in my pictures. Yep. But in hindsight,
I think it might have been the year anniversary of me coming back. I think it was February 16th.
I don't remember.
It was either the 16th or the 23rd, but I know that it was like in close proximity to that date.
All I know is you smashed your face, and we were worried for like a second there, and then after we realized you were not fucking dead and you woke up, we were like, that is so funny. Especially the noise when you slid down the fucking shit. You're like,
that glossy ass paint.
Oh my god. Yep. God damn. Yeah, that was a interesting time. So what are you drinking, that hazy little thing?
I've decided that I have drank so many seltzers that maybe a beer is in order.
Yeah. I feel that.
I don't have here's the thing, we're getting close to the thing where we stop doing things. And I don't have a closing Florida Man.
You don't?
No.
Oh, wait.
So we have to close on something really funny, and I don't know what to do about that. Oh, ho, ho.
Look, I got a couple more.
Can you guess who? It's a mystery.
Wait, this one's already been done. There's not very many, so, and there's not a lot of time. So let's just do this and grab one or two, and we'll play through. I'm sure there's a Florida Man. Constantly a Florida Man.
That one's already been done.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
Oh, bow, bow, bow. Do that one. I don't know which one that is.
Okay, oh, I see how it is.
I don't even know what it is.
This is how Trump lost the election. He's rigging the game. You just hand me some shit. Like, okay. You lose.
That kind of behavior will not be tolerated.
Oh, hold on.
I had to make you wear a mask.
I got this. Oh, no, for sizzle, D-O double jizzle.
Okay,
got sweet. My allergizzles, I need my nasal drizzle.
Okay. All right, Snoop. I was going to call you Martha. Where's Marfa at?
Marfa.
You cooking? Yeah, shake that up for me so I can.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, unless you want to keep doing it, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you do your thing, man. Here, I'll pick it up for you, and I'll tell you who to do.
Nope, you just read that, and then you just do your thing. You do goddamn job. This is what I pay you for. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. I don't even know how to do this guy. Why did I even write this one down?
Welcome to the chair I sat in for the last two segments of this.
Fucking. I don't know how to do anybody. Except for Herbert the pervert.
Lies. Dirty, okay. Filthy, nasty lies.
Yeah, maybe I'll punch this piece of meat here, or maybe I'll
Is this Sylvester Stallone? Can yes. I see that? Can
yes.
I... Hold up, I got this.
Hey, you. Whoa, that's brisk, baby.
That's a commercial. And I loved those Clay commercials.
Well, you know, sometimes you write the script and it's expendable. Sometimes you write the script. Sometimes you're in the porn.
You go, hey, yo, Italian.
Come on, Tracy Ullman. Tracy Ullman's in there. Is it Tracy? Tell me it's Tracy Ullman. Is it Tracy Ullman?
No.
That's not Tracy
Ullman. It's not Tracy Ullman. Give me one reason to stay here. No, I'm kidding. That's not what I got.
Tracy Chapman.
That's not what I got. I'm trying to figure out how to do this here. Does it have to be the person, or can it be a reference to the person?
I guess.
If it's like a TV based thing, like, can it be a reference to that show? Or does it have to be the person that it's named after?
If it's a character, then it has to be the character.
Like the character that is the main character?
I don't know. Where are we talking?
Or I'm wondering, am I doing the person or the show?
Just imitation of whatever that says.
No soup for you.
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though you didn't write Jerry Seinfeld, okay. So I didn't know if it was the show or the person.
I get you. Daha, you smart bastard. Okay, here, shake this up so I can do this one more before we say our goodbyes. Goodbye, Aruz.
Because Sherman person, Nate. You said shake it up.
Fuck! I don't like this. I don't like this segment anymore.
Haha, you made this. This is your redheaded stepchild now, okay. And I love it.
You know what I like about MREs? They stay on the same on the shelf and they're the same age.
McConaughey?
Yeah. I play bongos naked. That's how, like, I play bongos naked.
You know how my hair gets like this? I just wake up, look in the mirror, and go, all right.
I didn't want to do that one. That's so easy. All right.
He was in a thing called Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Person.
Yeah.
And I it's like a professional athlete that, like, hosts it. Like, the athlete, I can't remember his name, but he was saying some real ass shit. And every time, like, McConaughey was just like, heard.
heard.
That's oh, so okay. Funny. I think I got one. And you just let that nigga just ride up here on a horse?
I love that movie. Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
From the Django, though. That's like... man. I just grabbed one myself. I'm going to... Expelliarmus.
Snape.
Yep.
Okay, one more. You have to make more of these.
Okay, I got a bunch of them still.
Okay, this is the last one, though.
All right.
This one's poofy. I want it. Let me get this one.
Do it.
I think we did this one already.
Which one?
Schwarzenegger?
Yep. That was easy. That shouldn't even be in there.
Okay, last one. Didn't even fucking care what it was. Oh, I'm the master of this guy. Grill! 1,000 years! Give me some good. Yeah.
The lead singer from Creed.
Yep. With arms wide open.
That is enough.
I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy. That's enough.
This is Nuclear Playground.
You can follow us at Twitter at
@Nuclear_play.
And you can follow me, Jeremy, at @Sailor_Jeremy.
Oh, two times.
Two fucking times.
Beer, 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 beer.
Beer, beer, beer.
You can follow me on Twitter at @IamSprout. Mm-hmm. We had a Facebook thing going. I don't know what's going on with that. We'll work on that. We got a website thingy, nuclearplayground.net. Hopefully we'll have some new updates on there. We write some things there sometimes. I think that's all I got.
Streaming. We'll be streaming. Catch us at
yep.
Nuclear Playground on Twitch and or YouTube. Because and Sprout will be...
I will be doing the YouTube.
I will be doing the Twitch. And Sprout will be obviously coming over and playing games. And
I'll be periodically doing some stuff from my PC on the nukes. But
I got paint on my pants.
You're going to paint on your pants?
I got paint on my pants. It looks like jism all over my legs because it's all diluted.
Oh, that ain't paint, baby.
You dirty bastard.
All right, we're
a little backed up. What is wrong with you? Why is there blood in there?
I should see a doctor.
You should.
Let's go to the doctor. We're out. Peace out.